You have lied to me, have you not? It was not a question, but his voice betrayed not so much anger but surprise. Yes, I had lied when I told him to hide under the bales of straw because I was not allowed to entertain a visitor in my cabin. Who would have cared? And if they had, what could it possibly have meant to me now? It was the second time that I had lied to him, but he didn't know it yet. He would, soon. It had been those 4 weeks ago, the first morning after he had arrived, in the darkness, in the night, in the thunderstorm, coming up that steep and narrow and half-forgotten path, only the flashes of lightning showing him the way.